All right, everybody, Chuck Jines with ChuckJines.com, and I want to talk today about functional fitness and as a survival skill or just in general. So, we got a problem here in America. So in the photograph that you see, that's a popular YouTube channel of a guy that claims to be a survivalist and a bushcrafter. And the screenshot there was off a video where apparently they were talking about the finer points of self-defense with the knife. I want this video to be an encouragement to younger people to cultivate a life of functional fitness so you don't end up like these two lards, okay? I also want this to be motivation for anybody that's older, 50s or 60s, and look like these two gentlemen here, to change your lifestyle. Because I would have to say that these guys are disqualified from any sort of leadership or expertise role when it comes to survival or bushcraft or any of that kind of stuff. The one guy's constantly talking about bug-out bags. And what you see in this photograph here is extremely overweight all the way to obscenely obese, all right? Neither one of these guys could carry a 30-pound bug-out bag more than 2 miles before they're going to possibly go into a diabetic coma, into cardiac arrest, definitely going to need probably oxygen, and, right? It's really kind of sad. And this is YouTube land. And I understand that these guys are loved, but they're loved for who they are not. And at least I am hated for who I am. And I'd rather be hated for who I really am than loved for who I am not. And I'm not just trying to be sour grapes here. But this is really sad and pathetic that this kind of stuff gets a pass. So here you see these two guys. They got their liquid sugar Gatorade right in front of them, sitting in chairs at a local park somewhere. And just oozing out of their chairs like melted candle wax, both of these guys. The one guy there, I call him Pale Face Tommy. If you look at that man's skin, that is a lifestyle of sofas, soda pop, chips, and air conditioning. There isn't any outdoorsmen here. There isn't any survivalists. These guys don't know anything about survival. Are you kidding me? The first thing that you need for survival is physical fitness. And both of these guys are grossly disqualified. There is no physical fitness. I don't know what these guys would be talking about. I didn't watch the video about self-defense in a survival situation with a knife. Are you serious? So the other photograph is a photograph of me. I'm 60 years old. And if you look at my skin, that skin there is a lifetime of outdoor living. Through work, through play, through a lifestyle. Those muscles that you see and the lack of body fat is because of a lifestyle of functional fitness. I'm 60 years old and I'm ripped. I got a six-pack ab and I'm in really good shape. So what is the difference here? So these guys are the typical Americans, right? And they have a lifestyle of sofas, soda pop, chips, and air conditioning. There isn't any functional fitness. I don't know what these guys did for a living. Probably work for the park district, some sort of desk job. And as far as being survivalists, I would say that these guys at best are Cub Scout craft instructors. That's what they are. Cub Scout craft instructors. I don't know anything about the one guy is always pushing knives. In all of the years that he had a YouTube channel, I've never seen this guy do anything with a knife. I've never seen him carve spoons. I've never seen him make a table. I've never seen him build a house. I've never seen him skin any animals or process any game. Yet, he's coming off as an expert telling you to buy William Collins expensive knives, right? So, what is a lifestyle of functional fitness? It's not just about exercise, but that is part of it. So, if you're a young person and you don't want to end up looking like these two guys at the end of the day, I would highly recommend that you get a job that is physical with your hands. Go to the labor union. Go to the carpenters union. Work with a plumber. Work with a bricklayer. Work with concrete crew. Work with a road crew. Get some sort of job where you're not cramped up in an office or driving around inspecting shit playing pocket pinball while other people work. Get your asses and elbows out there in the dirt and work. Now, a lot of people go to college because they fear this type of work. Well, this is what you look like at the end of the day. These two guys here, extremely overweight all the way to obscene obesity. And it's sad. It's truly, truly sad. So my first recommendation to young people is to get a job where you're doing something with your body every day. It'll pay for itself in the end. You'll have a healthier life, a longer life. You'll just feel good about yourself. That's what I've done my entire life. I've been a ditch digger of 20-some years in roofing. I've worked for road crews. I've done all kinds. I was in the International Laborers Union for a few years. I've worked outside my entire life. I've also lived a large part of my life off-grid in some capacity. I've heated my house with a wood stove for 25 years. That makes you get out. So not only are you having a job that is physical, you're having a lifestyle that is physical. So my day starts unlike these guys. These guys get up and they sit down and stuff their face with donuts or something. My day starts out, I get up about 4:30 in the morning, and one of the first things that I got to do is I have to go take care of all the animals, which means I have to go, and we don't have running water, so I can't walk around with a garden hose. I have to get buckets of water, and I have to change all the water in the chickens and for the rabbits and for all the dogs. That's the first thing I got to do every single day. Wind, rain, it's outside. First thing I got to do is get up. I got to get outside. Now, a lot of this stuff in my day changes on the seasons, but that's something that happens all the time. Then, if it's the wintertime, the first thing I got to do is I got to stoke the stove. So that means I either need to go outside and get some firewood. Maybe I got to split some firewood if I haven't split some already. Whatever the case may be, is I have to get that firebox going again. Okay. Then I'll go water the animals. If it's summertime, then I go and I take care of the animals. Then I come in and I cook breakfast for me and my wife, which usually consists of rabbit meat, pig meat, some sort of meat that we've raised ourselves, some raccoon, rattlesnake, something fish, something that we've harvested ourselves and we raised ourselves, along with sweet potatoes, onions, usually fried in olive oil, eggs out of our own chickens right here on the homestead, and maybe some beef tallow, right? It's a high fat diet. We have a low carb diet for the most part. We kind of are paleo of sorts. A lot of fat, low sugar, low carbs. That's what our diet consists of. We don't have joint pain and so many other things that people have with these high cereals and oatmeals and all the type of sugary carbohydrate type breakfasts that they have. Okay. Then the next thing I got to do is I got to walk dogs. I'll usually walk at least two of them, and when I walk them, I have what I call a power walk. I'm probably at a slow jog really when I walk the dogs. So I'm going to spend a mile to 2 miles, maybe even 3 miles, depending on the weather, depending on the day, how many dogs I take in the morning. I'm jogging, I guess you could say, or power walking several miles every day. This is all before 7 o'clock even comes around. So then after that, then I have my work, whatever that is. So this summer, one of the things that I've been doing is building cabin-style sheds, 12x14 cabin-style sheds on some properties that we have. And so that's carpentry work all day long, swinging a hammer, carrying boards, digging holes, all that kind of stuff. It's been extremely hot out, so I can usually only make it to about 1 o'clock or so, and it's just, 106, 110 degrees. So then I come in and I do my computer work, which usually consists of me working on my book Alley Boys, working on the paperwork for a lawsuit that I'm filing with the Copyright Claims Board, that kind of stuff, and I'll rest a little bit in the afternoon. Then comes evening time, and it's back to then, of course, you have to take care of the animals again. You got to check all the waters again, got to carry all the waters. Then I'll walk a couple more dogs at a power walk and do another 1, 2, or 3 mile, essentially a jog or a power walk in the evening. If it's in the wintertime, I've been stoking the stove all day. I've also been, so like right now, we've come into September, in addition to working on these cabins that I'm working on, I also have to go and I have to go into the up in the mountain, into the forest, and I have to cut firewood with a chainsaw and load it up in a truck, and then I got to bring it home, and then I got to split it, and then I got to stack it, right? So this is a lifestyle of functional fitness. On top of that, I do a little bit of exercise. I don't do real heavy weights, but I do light weights. I have a 10 and 20 pound dumbbells. Well, I'll do some bent rows, I'll do some flies, do some curls, I do push-ups and squats. I do that maybe 3 or 4 times a week. So I got good exercise, I have good diet, and I have a lifestyle of functional fitness. And that's why I look the way that I look. And these two guys that you're looking at here claiming to be survivalists and bushcraft experts look the way that they look. And you'll have to decide what lifestyle you want. But there's an end game. I'm 60 years old and I'm cut and I'm ripped. And that's because I've lived outside. You can see my skin. It looks like leather. Right? It's dark from the sun. These two guys are ghostly white. Absolutely pale. That's why I call the one guy Pale-Faced Tommy. And now there might be nice guys, whatever that is, and I'm sure they are. But what these guys are not is any sort of an example of being a survivalist or a woodsman or anything like that, because these guys are so incredibly out of shape, it's sad. And so the number one skill for survival is functional fitness. And these guys, I can't imagine. The one guy, I used to watch his channel 10 years ago when he was doing his black powder stuff. That was great. But I don't need to know how to camp out of the back of a car or how to put my pants on in the morning or need his advice on what kind of knife to get. This guy is absolute fake. Like I said, at best, this guy is a Cub Scout craft instructor. But as far as knife fighting, you got to be kidding me, man. A survivalist? This guy gonna talk about a bug out bag? Like I said, these two dudes here, 2 miles. You know, then hunting season, I'm up in the mountain with a 30-pound backpack, walking 4, 6, 8 miles up hills, down hills, all over the place scouting. I go to the Rio Grande Gorge all the time. It's like, I don't know what it is as far as the hike down and back up again, carrying a backpack. I like to do that a couple times a day just to stay in shape for exercise. And so then the other aspect of functional fitness is these guys are so soft because of air conditioning. They have to have climate control. These guys are not going to last a minute without hot and cold running water, and air conditioning and a thermostat. Like most Americans, right? Most of the people are living in dreams. They're living vicariously through YouTube channels. And most of it is bullshit, man. Like this channel right here. It's bullshit. There's no functional fitness here. These guys are totally... They would melt. They would melt. I was on a forum, an off-grid forum, and it was like 106 outside. We don't have air conditioning. And I had it 87 in the house, which is cool to me. And I couldn't believe all the people on this off-grid bushcraft forum that were like, oh my God, 87, oh. Are you fucking kidding me, man? You're melting at 87 degrees? Wow. It's funny, me and my wife were laughing the other day because it was like 96. And we're like, man, it's nice and cool out today. Because when it's 110, 96 don't feel so bad. And 87 inside the house isn't, like I said, man, we're spoiled. We're swollen like ticks on a hound. Huh? We're spoiled, swollen like ticks on a hound because everybody's living a life of soda, sofas, chips, and air conditioning. And they're talking about bug out bags and survival and all this kind of stuff, man. But it's a dream in their head. So I would encourage you to change your life. Don't look like these guys. If you look like these guys, man, you probably got some lifestyle changes to make. Or don't. You know, it's up to you. But if you're a young person and you got to decide what you want to look like when you're 60 years old. And if you want to look like these guys, then cultivate you a life there of sofas, soda pop, couches, air conditioning, and watching TV all the fucking time. If you want to cultivate a life of functional fitness, get you a job that has to do with working outside with your hands. Maybe get out of a city, get into the rural areas a little bit and raise your own food, chop your own wood, do without a lot of the conveniences. You know what these guys are? There's your toll for convenience. That's the price of convenience right there. Melting like candle wax around their chair. Neither one of these guys have seen their toes in decades. That's the price of convenience. Right? You get soft. You get lazy. Your skin turns all pale. Like Nietzsche's Last Man. That's what these guys remind me of. I'm not singling these guys out necessarily, as most of the country is like these dudes here. But these guys are not survivalists. I have no idea what they were talking about knife fighting. I'll whoop both these dudes at the same time. I'll whoop both them dudes. I don't need a knife. I'll whoop both them dudes at the same time. So I don't know what they're talking about, man. And you decide there. You look at those photos and you decide who knows something about survival, about off-grid living, about woodsmanship, about that kind of stuff, and about functional fitness, about staying in shape, being healthy in your mind, in your body, and in your soul. And as far as I'm concerned, these guys are just totally disqualified to being any sort of authority on anything having to do with survival or woodsmanship or fighting knife, defending yourself with a knife. Ay, 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 ay. Huh? Only in the land of YouTube. So like I said, man, I would rather be hated for who I really am than to be loved for who I am not. No doubt about it. A lot of cool psychology about that. A lot of good videos about that kind of stuff. If you enjoyed this content, please share it on your off-grid and your bushcrafting forums and all that kind of stuff on your social media accounts. Leave a comment if you agree, disagree, whatever the case may be. Sign up for the email subscription. We've been having more people sign up for the email subscription. That way you get notified whenever I have a wonderful little podcast. It's politically incorrect, yet totally true. All right, everybody, be safe.